Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Of our Thursday get-together, Tony Gwynn Jr. is idle today. Did I mention that earlier? I don't even know that I did.
I don't know either.
I think his daughter's graduating today. I could be wrong.
Promoting. I don't ask questions.
I just don't even know what promoting is. So.
That's the new term for graduation.
Yeah, well, can I use the old term? Do you mind?
I mean, you're going to get parents out there angry with you.
And what is there really to be angry about?
I'm not sure. I called it a graduation the other day, and someone quickly told me it was a promotion.
Whatever.
And you know what? They're setting these kids up for failure because these kids think that they just get promotions.
I don't know. Give them all a trophy for getting promoted. That's the softness of our society. All right. See this? It can be yours.
Ooh.
On Monday, June 23rd. For those on the radio, you can't see it. It is a Fernando Tatis bat flip bobblehead presented by Serve Pro. Fernando's wearing the City Connects uni. He's got the pine tar all over his helmet, which he normally does.
Yep.
And it is a bat flip because the bat actually flips. Anyway, the bobblehead can be yours. First 40,000 people on June 23rd. First pitch at 6:40, Padres and the Washington Nationals. Speaking of the Nationals, they scored 3 in the 9th today, but lost to the Metropolitans 4-3. The Metropolitans have the best record in MLB right
now. Yeah, they're just chugging away.
Yes, they are. Kodai Senga, though, bad news.
Yes.
Went up to try to catch a throw covering first base, came down holding his hammy. Calf, hammy. I don't know that they've reported yet, the Mets, what the ailment is or the official word is.
Well, he's on the IL.
Oh, they did. They already put him on the IL?
Let me just confirm that.
Confirm that. But that's a big deal for the Mets.
Oh, you're right. Hamstring.
Yeah, that's a big
deal. Headed to IL with hamstring
strain.
Headed
to IL. That's a big deal for the Mets because Senga's been the one healthy starter that they've had. And they still have the best record in baseball.
But how do you pull a hammy jumping? These guys are,
I don't want to say they're soft, but oh my God, you're right. If the throw is like 1 inch off the mark and you got to strain your arm, everything breaks down.
It is kind of crazy.
Like, I don't get it.
Like, the whole thing with Matt Sauer pitching 111 pitches the other day, I read comments of, like, his arm's going to fall off.
Oh, my God.
No, he's a pitcher. That's what he does.
Nolan Ryan once threw 270 pitches in a game. I know it's a different era, but his arm did not fall off.
That is crazy.
All right. Rockies have a couple of guys on here in the ninth trying to tie it against the Giants. What do you think's going to happen?
Right here?
Yeah, you figure the Rockies probably win this game, don't you?
I think they're going to win it.
You think they're going to win it?
I'm going to put it out there.
By the way, the Giants won yesterday by 3 runs. I don't know if you heard this. The Giants won 10-7 in Colorado yesterday. snapped a streak of 15 consecutive games that the Giants played decided by one or two runs. 15 in a row.
That's a lot of games.
You think the Padres are making us pull our hair out? San Francisco fans are going through it as well, and they're going through it in the ninth inning right now.
I'm telling you, they called it torture when I was in college up there.
Two guys on for the Rocks, and we'll see. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit to get going here in hour number two, and I'll tell you just how bad I was the other day.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit is our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. Let's go into our bets we made a couple days ago. Padres and Dodgers over under 8 runs in the game on Tuesday night. You went under. Both Tony and I went over, and that was the 11-1 game.
Yeah, so I didn't know 12. Dave Roberts was going to pitch some guy out of the stands for 4 innings.
The Giants are -1.5 on the run line over the Rockies. We all went Giants. We were all wrong because the Rockies
won. That's another one of their
one-run
games.
6-5.
Yeah. Giants won, but only by one.
Mackenzie Gore, over under 6.5 strikeouts. Chris and I went over. Tony went under. It's very annoying because he had 6.
Yeah,
so
he
was under. The New York
Liberty. I'm
sensing
a trend here. I've lost all 3 so far. Go ahead.
The New York Liberty, -16.5 on the spread over the Chicago Sky on Tuesday night. You guys went Chicago. I went Liberty. Liberty won by 19.
Yeah. Oh, only by 19. They were up by like 35 at one point.
85-66.
So they eased
66.
Off the gas. Yes. But another loss.
And then finally, Angel Reese, over under 10.5 points in the game. Chris said under. Tony and I said over. She had 17.
Lost that one.
And she was 8 for 13 from the floor.
Yeah. It raised her shooting percentage probably to 32% for the year. Anyway, I went 0-5, so that's all you need to know. I'm 5-10 for the week. You're very good this week. 11-4.
Oh, I should be buying a lotto ticket.
So listen to Scraby on the picks. By the way, tomorrow, speaking of Gambit stuff, the World Series starts. Did you know that? College
Poker?
World Series.
Oh, I was like, huh?
Who do you think's the favorite to win it all now? There's 8 teams left. Do you even know the 8 teams that are in it?
No, but I'm assuming LSU is going to be
LSU
favorite.
Is in it. They're second. Arkansas, another SEC team, is the favorite. The longest shot on the board
Murray
at plus 4,500. Murray State. Come on, racers.
I'm going to talk about this in the Scraby Show, but their stadium, the grass is cut by the manager. That's how that's how crazy it is that Murray State,
yeah, they play like in some city park somewhere. Now they're playing in the most beautiful college facility anywhere.
It's an 800 capacity stadium, yeah. And the manager cuts the grass.
College World Series was at 30,000, I think.
That's insane.
Something like that. So,
that's insane.
Casey Schmidt, the old Aztec, just kicked a ground ball.
Booted it.
It's now 7-6. Rocky's still batting.
That was a double play, too.
Probably would have ended the game. Yeah, but he cooked it. So now bases loaded. One out. 7-6. All right, here we go. Stanley Cup game 4 tonight. Florida took a 2-1 lead by routing Edmonton the other night. 6-1. And Florida's done that a few times in these playoffs where they just blow somebody right out. Edmonton lost their mind, though. 21 penalties. They responded. They retaliated to all of the chippiness, and they lost their composure. I imagine they spent 2 days or 3 days talking about not doing that again tonight. Nevertheless, Florida, the defending champ, is favored by 1.5 goals. Scraby, it's in Florida. Game 4.
1.5 goals. Game 4, I'll go with the Panthers.
Yeah, to take a 3-1, the stranglehold lead, as they say. I'm going to have a little faith in Edmonton. If they're going to win the Cup, they've got to find a way to bounce back tonight.
Tonight's the night.
They have to. They got to get to 2-2. And, you know, we'll see if they can keep their composure. Over-under for goals is 6.5. All three games so far have gone over in this final series, which leads me to believe that we're due for an under.
That's what I was thinking.
But they've been going over. I'll say over again. Four in a row. What do you think?
I'll be the contrarian.
You'll do under? All right, more saves. The Florida goalie, Bobrovsky. The Edmonton goalie, Skinner. Skinner was pulled in game three. Announced that he's starting in game four, however.
Okay, great. Great. Just love it.
I'll take Skinner.
Wow.
He's got to bounce back.
I'm going to take Bobrovsky.
He just heard for 2.5 days how terrible he is. Hunter Goodman strikes out. Bases loaded. Two gone in the ninth. You're going with Bobrovsky.
This Rodriguez guy's throwing 37 pitches.
Yeah, he's been out there for a while trying to get this save. But, of course, when the Rockies have bases loaded with one out, they get the K. Yankees 1.5 at Kansas City tonight. Aaron Judge has homered three straight, for those keeping track.
He hit one out of Kauffman Stadium the other day, I believe.
Yeah, he's doing those kinds of Aaron Judge things at the moment. Pitching is Will Warren for the Yankees. Seth Lugo, our old friend for KC. And so because of that, I'll take KC.
Yeah, I'm going to go KC as well.
Come on, Seth. Detroit and Baltimore, 7.5 runs tonight. Tigers continue to get it done. The Orioles continue not to get it done.
I thought the Orioles had some sort of winning streak going earlier this week.
Maybe.
But it's not like they're over 500.
No, the Orioles are still in the cellar, are they not?
Yes, yes.
In the AL East, they're 14 games behind. They're still 12 games under 500. They're way back there.
I'm going to go over, though.
Baltimore, I'm going to go under, and the reason I'm going under, Tarek Skubal is pitching for Detroit.
Well, okay.
Do you want to change?
Yes, I'm going under now.
You are going to go under.
He's incredible.
He's pretty good. His over-under is 7.5 strikeouts. What do you want to do with that?
Skubal over-under 7.5 strikeouts against the Baltimore Orioles. I'm going to go over.
Over. 7.5 seems like a good bet to do that. And then we have a debut tonight for the Milwaukee Brew Crew. Right-hander Jacob Mizorowski making his debut. He's one of the top prospects in the history of the sport.
Yep.
So much so that the Brewers told Aaron Civale that he's not starting anymore.
Yeah.
And he basically took his glove and pouted and went home and said, you better trade me or I'm not showing and whatever.
We're going to talk about that in the Big Five.
Oh,
but,
are we? Okay.
His agent paints a much different picture than he just painted.
Yeah, I know. Orlando Arcia singles to left. The Rockies win it.
Walk off, baby!
Two-run single. The Colorado Rockies. There's joy in Denver for maybe the first or second time all year.
Oh, you got to feel good for those guys a little bit.
No, I do. I'm sorry.
Why is the game still tied on the score, though?
Because they don't know how to put the Rockies ahead. They finally put them
ahead. The computer's
ahead.
Like, this doesn't
happen. Right. It doesn't compute. Orlando Arcia wins it. Rockies score 3 in the 9.
Hey, that ends a pretty good winning streak for the Giants.
6 in a row.
Yeah.
You know, isn't it baseball funny? The Giants pulled out both the first two games. Today, they blow the game they should have won.
It's kind of like what the Padres did against the Giants last week. They won the games they shouldn't have, and they lost the games they should have won.
Mizorowski, 4.5 strikeouts in his debut against the Cardinals tonight. Under is always the way to go, just because he probably won't pitch very long. What are you going to go?
I'll go over. Why not?
You'll go over anyway. All right, we'll take a break. More Gwynn and Chris. And we're talking soccer. SDFC fans, Kendra de St. Aubin. Analyst, MLS Season Pass, Apple TV, our regular soccer visit when we come back after traffic, too.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here we go at 3:20. Gwen and Chris program without Tony today. He'll be back with us tomorrow. Padres will be in Arizona tomorrow. Actually, they're probably in Arizona today, but not playing today. Padres currently in third place in the National League West. They are two back of the Dodgers. They are one back of the Giants after the Giants blew their chance to tie for first place moments ago, losing to the Rockies in Denver 8-7. Let's talk some football, shall we? SDFC has been off for a week or two here, Scraby. Finally, a little rest. Remember, they were playing like three games a week there for a while.
Well, they had a friendly.
And they had a friendly in there, right? A mixed in a friendly. Back to work, though, this Saturday against Minnesota United FC. And to broadcast the game, analyst Kendra DeSaint-Aubin, and she's joining us right now from MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. Kendra, thanks so much for the time. How are you this afternoon or evening, wherever you might be?
I'm great. How are you guys? Yeah, 5:21 where I'm at. But yeah, I guess we could call that late afternoon. It's almost supper time, as I like to say in the Midwest. I don't know if you guys do supper in San Diego, but that's kind of what we call it here.
My grandma was a big, it's time for supper. So
exactly.
Yeah, my mother-in-law is from Denver and originally St. Louis. She doesn't have dinner or have supper. She fixes supper.
Oh, okay.
That's her terminology for it. So
yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. I can appreciate that.
Yeah, good. Well, now that we've gotten all the important things out of the way, let's get to some soccer talk here. Minnesota, an area you know a lot about, began your career as a youngster there. But we get a big game this weekend. I mean, you look at the standings, but no, the table. And although Vancouver's in first place, San Diego, Minnesota tied for second. So this is kind of a big game. I'm kind of fired up for it. How about you?
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying that because I feel like we have 2-3, 17 games into the season, and you guys just kind of hit it, having been off for a little bit of time. I know they played the friendly against Club America, but in general, coming off of an international break, and then also there's another break after this game. They have June 21st off. So I think this is a good opportunity for both these teams to try to figure out how do they carry that momentum through this couple of breaks after an insane May where everybody was playing just a crazy amount of games.
Yeah.
Saturday, Wednesday, Saturday, nonstop. So how do they find momentum in this game when both teams are in such great form, but they are missing a few pieces or guys are coming back from international duty, so you never know how they'll come back after the travel and some of their play with the national team.
My question is, because SDFC is an expansion team and they've done pretty well this year, how have you, are expansion teams in MLS normally pretty good out the gate, or How would you grade what SDFC has done in their first year?
Well, I would grade what they've done in the first half of their first year as an A+, because I experienced the expansion of Minnesota United in 2017, meaning they went from NASL to MLS, and it was a challenge. There's just so many new, you know, differences and challenges with roster building, and you have the expansion draft, and you're trying to figure out the right way to spend money and all the things. So the fact that San Diego is sitting in second position 17 games in, it wasn't really like a flash in the pan. It wasn't like, oh, we started 5-0 and then sort of trailed off. Now, if they can continue on this vein, or at least in the top four, and host a playoff game down the stretch through these challenges of, you know, congested schedule and other competition and Leagues Cup and all the things, secondary transfer window, I think they've been on an incredible path. I mean, I think that, I don't know if even if you ask the front office and if you ask Mikey Barris, if he would, you know, would have thought they'd be in second place in the Western Conference at this point in the season. It's pretty insane. There's not a lot of teams that have done it. I think maybe LAFC, St. Louis a couple years ago, and then Chicago way back in the day that like started off this hot as an expansion club.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about it, really. I mean, the fan base here, the level of excitement, you know, in San Diego, to me, has done what you just said the team has done. And that is, you know, you got to give it an A+. The fans came out right away. And maybe I expected that because everybody wanted to see what it was all about. But guess what? Here we are 17 games in, and they're just as excited, if not more so. So, you know, it's added the enthusiasm. And I think a lot of people are going to be tuned in to this match on Saturday. We're visiting with Kendra De St. Aubin, analyst for MLS Season Pass. She's got the SDFC Minnesota game or match coming up on Saturday. Vancouver has lost only one match so far. Is that boat sailed, or can we? Now, we play them here in San Diego in 10 days, but are they that good, or is there a hole that we can exploit from them as well?
No, they're that good. and that's not to say that you can't still exploit something that they're doing or the schedule that they've been playing. But I feel like even Vancouver came here to Minnesota, you know, a month or so ago. Time's kind of a blur. And I remember they were coming. Vancouver had played even more games because they were in the CONCACAF Champions Cup, and they had this insane schedule, and they rotated their team. And you're thinking, okay, you know, Minnesota United's at home. They're at Allianz Field. Vancouver's got to be exhausted. They've rotated their squad, and they still found a way to beat Minnesota United. So it's kind of one of those teams that I just feel like, even with a new coach, brand new coach for them, they've just found a way. Doesn't mean you can't figure out a way to exploit them. And I know your home crowd has been phenomenal there at Snapdragon. So they can be had. Minnesota went there a couple weeks ago and got a 0-0 draw as I was rewatching all the games for Minnesota and San Diego over the last few weeks. But that's the beauty of this league. I mean, it truly is an incredible amount of parity where anybody can beat anybody on any given day. And Vancouver is on an incredible run, but they can't mean that, it doesn't mean they can't be had. So I think that's what's awesome about this league and the Western Conference. And I think San Diego is going to feel pretty good about hosting them and even hitting the road to Minnesota this weekend.
We're talking to Kendra De St. Aubin, analyst for MLS Season Pass on Apple TV. And the SDFC roster has a lot of really really good stories about how they've performed so far in the first part of the year. Anders Dreyer, you have De La Torre, you have Chucky Lozano as well, even though he's been in and out with injury. Is there anyone on this roster that has surprised you for how well they've played so far?
Well, I think, you know, I could say Dreyer, but I feel like I'm selling him short if I say that. And that's only because I personally didn't know enough about him until he came into this league and has done what he's done, you know. And I mean, that's like kind of more on me than it is on him, because I think he's sort of been doing this wherever he goes. And it's been an incredible integration into this league, into this country, into this system. And I think that's a credit to the coaching staff. But at the same time, when you look at some of the young players or some of the players that are getting their opportunities, or when they had the expansion draft and you're bringing players in from other places like Loftleson or Annabelle Godoy, who was technically a free agent when he was signed, but Reyes, who I know has been injured, but just guys that you're like, okay, They've come into San Diego. They've been in the league. CJ Dos Santos, your goalkeeper. You know, I mean, the fact that he's gotten sort of his second chance in MLS with this club and just signed a new contract, the first re-signing, I think, in the club's history. There's just so many good things about this roster, but more importantly to me, it's the way the staff has integrated them, has put them together, has allowed them to fit into this system, but also allowed them to be themselves. So he's created this system and this style, but not taking away who they are as individuals in their playing. Does that make sense? Like,
yes.
Giving the freedom to still have that creativity, but they're fitting into the way that the club has this vision. So I think it's just this great combination. Bombino, you know, I mean, is another one, right? The young player who's playing in that left back position, another California guy. You've got some homegrowns there. You've got some guys coming back to play in front of their family. So many good stories. And I just think all of it has combined to make this team what they are and a really fun team to watch because it seems so cohesive. If I hadn't told you that it was an expansion team and that they've only had one preseason and this 17 games together, I don't think anybody would believe me because they just look very cohesive the way they play together and the way they kind of read each other on the field.
Kendra D. St. Aubin from MLS, you asked if that made sense to us. It does now. It would not have 2.5 months ago, but all of you broadcasters and studio hosts from Apple TV have come on week after week and joined us to talk soccer.
It's been amazing.
And all of us now are a whole bunch smarter. So we thank you and everybody there because and for many of us, we have diehard soccer people around
here.
But we have a lot of people that are still learning the sport. And I've enjoyed all of these conversations. You've worked for the Bucks in the NBA, the Brewers, the Packers, and then Phoenix. You covered all the sports there, baseball, football, you know, hockey. And now, you know, back to soccer, which is what kind of was your first love as a player. Compare the MLS as a league and soccer as a sport. As somebody who's been involved in all of these leagues throughout the United States.
Well, I can say number one, just purely as a sport, and I do love all sports, as you just mentioned. I covered all of them. But number one, why soccer is my number one love and why it has been even now covering it is because it is so fluid and thinking on your feet. And that I wasn't trying to do a pun there. That's a real thing. But when you think of, and this isn't to take anything away from other sports, but as we're watching the NBA finals and as we're watching, you know, we'll get into NFL and college football and clearly baseball is very sort of like systematic in the way each play and the calling of the pitches and just so many things. Whereas soccer is everybody's on the field. You have 22 players sort of having to work in unison. So you're being individuals, but working together and you're thinking on the fly, you're problem solving on the fly in the moment. There's no called plays. Yes, we have set pieces, but not to the extent of other teams or other sports, excuse me. And there's no timeouts. So much of it is you problem solving on the field. And there's like this creativity and this free flowing nature of soccer. And then on top of it, when you think of Major League Soccer and MLS compared to the other leagues, I think they've always been the underdog. We talk about underdogs in sports all the time, in particular leagues. But I think MLS is the underdog league when you have these other major sports leagues in this country. So they've always kind of been scrapping and clawing and trying to be relevant, even though the people that love the sport have always found relevance in it. And the way it's just grown in these soccer-specific stadiums and the interest, and the next summer we have the World Cup here and this summer we have the Summer of Soccer with the Club World Cup and the Gold Cup going on and just so many things. And you guys are the hotbed of youth soccer in San Diego. I mean, everybody knows about the Surf Cup who's, you know, ever seen a soccer ball in their life because it's just such a tremendous tournament and place to be. So I think when I look at it, I just feel like a tremendous amount of gratitude for soccer in this country and what it's given me and just seeing it start to climb the ladder and be up there with these other leagues that in the United States of America and in North America, you know, dominate a little bit. Football, basketball, hockey, baseball, those are like the quote unquote American sports. And so I just feel like there's always this underdog mentality, but I just love the free flowing nature and the organic nature, even from a fan perspective. If you guys have been to a San Diego match, you know, like the free flowing organic nature of the fans and the chants and the drums and the,
yeah,
you know, there's no PA announcer telling you when to yell defense, defense, and clap your hands, you know, like it's all fan based, fan led. And I don't know, there's just something about this sport and this league that I think is just catching people's attention. And that's exactly what it should do. And I've loved it for a long time, but it's fun to see the growth, the, you know, the prosperity and all that it's reaching within youth soccer and, you know, adults alike getting their first taste of the sport.
Well said. Very well said. And, you know, just to piggyback a little on you talking about the enthusiasm and the spirit and the feeling you get watching a match. I was lucky enough to be in Barcelona a couple summers ago, and we went to a match. And what we have in San Diego, although we can't match, you know, the history of that, it's pretty favorable. The fans here really do a great job and make it exciting. And it's a similar feeling. So I think you've hit on something there. We got to let you go. We're a little late, and you probably have to run and fix dinner. So
supper, Chris.
Yeah, supper. I got to throw my
hot. I was all ready for my joke, and then I kicked it.
Supper.
Fix supper. Thanks, Kendra, for the time. Enjoy the match this weekend. We'll be watching.
Sounds great. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Kendra D. St. Aubin from the MLS Season Pass. She's got Minnesota and San Diego FCs. Both teams tied for second, so good match Saturday. And then the next one, when the STFC gets back home Wednesday, June 25th, it'll be Vancouver, first place. So the next two are going to be biggies, as they say. Scraby, you better get us to break before you get mad at me.
What's next? Oh, 30 Mile Zone is next. I got some sports celebrity gossip for everybody
out
there.
I bet you do.
I do.
All right.
Next.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It has been the case each and every week from our MLS guests. Today, Kendra D. St. Aubin from Apple TV, MLS. SDFC Minnesota. 5:30 Saturday kickoff. Scraby, Don't be late.
Okay.
For the big match.
You know what? I got to go work for Apple because even though I'm not a big fan of the iPhone, Apple seems to care about their product.
They have a lot of people employed that have come on our show.
We have not had one person twice.
Everybody's been really terrific. Really good.
All engaged. All there when we call them. This whole thing with Apple and MLS Season Pass getting these guests has been amazing.
A lot of fun. And I've learned, I've learned a lot about soccer from them. And it's made watching these matches more enjoyable.
Yes.
All right. Not much going on at the moment. We had some day baseball. The Giants blew it in Denver and missed a chance to tie for first place. Mets beat the Nats to keep their winning streak going, but lost Kodai Senga, injury list, hamstring. Wait till you see how he injured himself. Like, really? Come on. You're a professional athlete. He had to jump for that throw. Did you see the highlight yet?
No, let me go look. Oh,
he had to jump for a throw. He must have got 4 inches off the ground. And then when he came back down, there went the hammy. Like, really? You're a professional athlete.
All right, I'm watching I'm watching it. He's running over the first right now. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, he's down and he's out. Like, he's not getting up for like a month.
I'm sorry, what?
I know. I'm telling you.
These guys like a little hop.
I know. These guys can't do anything.
It is pretty wild.
I think it is.
That would be... I don't even know how to compare that to anything.
I mean, NFL players and hockey players just have to absolutely laugh their hearts out when they see these baseball injuries sometimes. And go, really? Like, that's knocking you out for a month?
See, I can almost be okay with an everyday player. They're playing every day. Pitcher?
All right, you'll give him that.
Every 5 days?
I know.
You don't do anything.
But honestly, a hockey player will do what Kodai Senga just did there 75 times every night and then come back and play 82 games.
That stuff does bother me.
That's what bothers me. All right, get me to some traffic. And then I'm kind of fired up to see what you got for the 30-mile zone. Some sports, popular culture, as it were.
From the 855 Get Ross Traffic Center, protecting San Diego after accidents or injury, here's Kelly Danik.
Traffic is sponsored by Law Tigers. Starting off with a couple of problems along South 805. One of them is some debris in the left lane just past Market Street. Then before Imperial got a collision blocking the slow lane, that crash has cleared near 43rd. So speed's looking a little better there. We're traveling North 5 Coastline before Del Mar Heights Road. There is a stalled vehicle in the HOV lane, and you are encountering some fare traffic on top of that, very tight through the merge on up toward the fairgrounds. Collision on the San Marcos Boulevard off-ramp, westbound 78. Join Alzheimer's San Diego this June for their 9th annual motorcycle ride and after party to support families in San Diego affected by dementia. More information at alzsd.org/rides. I'm Kelly Danik with Gwynn and Chris, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
If you don't know your sports gossip, can you really call yourself a sports fan? It's time to bring together sports and celebrity gossip. We call it the 30-mile zone, mainly so we don't get sued by the real company. On 97.3 The Fan.
All right, real quick, if you don't know, we have a YouTube channel here for 97.3 The Fan. And if you don't know, the YouTube channel is growing by the day. And if you don't know, we're putting up clips every single day. So if you missed the first part of the show and you want to know what Chris's two things for Padres' success will be for the rest of the season, then go to YouTube and it's already up there so you can see it.
I'm going to go home and watch it myself. I don't remember what I said. So.
you blacked out?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to finding out what it was that I came up with.
Two things. Padres need to turn around for success.
Well, not just that. They're the only two things that matter. The rest of it is window dressing.
So go to YouTube, 97.3 The Fan. You can also watch our show if you click the live button when you get to 97.3
The Fan's YouTube. While we're promoting stuff, tomorrow Mike Schilt is on with Ben and Woods. 9 a.m., the manager's report, refreshed by EcoWater SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.95 a month. EcoWater SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925.
All right, let's start first. Roman Anthony has been just talked about.
Remind
like
everybody
crazy.
Who that is.
He's the Boston Red Sox. He's the number one prospect in all of baseball.
Yes, he's turning baseball on its ear.
And so he got his first hit the other day in front of his family.
Yeah.
Many people are commenting on one thing, though.
What is that?
Has nothing to do with his hit.
Nothing to do with Roman Anthony.
They think his sister is super hot.
She stole the spotlight.
She did. If yeah. you go and type in, if you Google her, Leah Thomas, L-I-A, or, yeah.
Leah
no,
Anthony.
No, Anthony, sorry.
Yeah.
Leah Anthony, you'll find about a billion articles about her
name
right
is
now.
Spelled L-I-A for those that really must find her. Leah Anthony, and it's funny, I read just the beginning of this, it says, everybody's talking about Roman Anthony, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But his sister, Leah Anthony, may have stolen the show during the NESN broadcast on whatever Tuesday night. It said Leah immediately generated buzz on social media because of her good looks. Factual.
Factual.
It had
what,
to
the
be
the good looks part or the buzz on social media?
Both. I mean, it had to be that because it's not like she said anything. She didn't do a cartwheel.
No.
She just sat there, and she says she went from 3,000 Instagram followers to 14,000.
Some part of me think that's creepy. I'm not going to go follow her just because she's hot.
Somebody thinks it's creepy, but everyone just went to look her up.
Oh, no, I mean, we're bringing up the story because it was all over TV, so, but I'm not going as far as to go to her Instagram and follow her. I do not care what she does on a daily basis. But anyway.
Let me ask you this.
What?
Had I told you the story, like I found this,
yeah.
and I said, oh, there's a player's sister, Leah Anthony, she's now gone from 3,000 to 14,000 followers, everybody thinks she's great. Could you have heard that story without ever looking up her picture once?
No. See, I would Google her name to see what it's about, but I'm not going to her Instagram to follow her.
No, I didn't say you had to do that.
No, I'm definitely not doing that. I think that's a little strange, but she definitely stole the show. Some of the comments online.
If anybody's wondering whether good looks give certain people advantages, I don't know that it should be that way, but it certainly is.
A couple years
ago, there's no reason to argue it any longer.
A couple years ago, Adley Rutschman's sister stole the show during the Home Run Derby.
Mm.
And now Leah Anthony. But here's some of the comments from people.
No.
I'd like to be the first to welcome Roman Anthony's sister to Boston.
Oh, geez.
Congrats to Roman Anthony's sister in the red. She deserves this.
Okay.
Last one. Roman Anthony gets his first hit in the show and his sister is trending on Twitter. What a life. So
he got a hit. She was a hit.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
Okay. So Yahoo Sports put up a bunch of her Instagram photos. Maybe I will go check out her Instagram profile.
Okay. All right. Enough.
I didn't see those photos until I scrolled down.
Can we move on?
Yes, we'll move on.
I didn't see those photos.
It's until I scrolled down.
This is not great.
All right. The new Pope, Chicago guy.
Oh,
American.
Yes. White Sox fan.
Came out at the Vatican wearing a White Sox hat.
Did
and
he?
Everybody is really, really pumped up about this.
They're happy, or there's got to be a religious leader somewhere that finds this to be offensive. Just because it has to be considered offensive in this day and age.
There is nothing offensive about this other than the fact that he is a White Sox fan.
I didn't say there's any offensive part. I didn't say there's anything offensive. I said there's got to be somebody somewhere who thinks, like, the Pope should be, more interested in, being there for the rest of the
world.
The world and the Roman Church.
The Roman Anthonys.
Right, rather than worrying about what the White Sox are doing.
The White Sox are taking this and they are running with it, which they should, because the Pope might be top 10 most famous people in the world.
Top five
most famous people
in
the world.
Move him up.
Well, in the stadium, Chris, the White Sox commemorated his attending game one of the 2005 World Series with a graphic in the spot that he sat at. So when you walk by, you'll see this big mural of the Pope while he was at the game in 2005. So I think that's kind of hilarious. But the White Sox fans are thinking, hey, it has to turn around. If the Pope is on our side, then God's on our side, and it will turn around.
If there is such a thing as divine intervention,
this would be the closest you can get to it
we will find
in the baseball world.
So far, the divine intervention has not yet taken hold.
Has not yet
for,
taken hold.
For Will Venable and company.
All right, Jay-Z is in trouble with betting.
I saw.
So,
and I couldn't have been happier. This is why you people... And now, look, Jay-Z can afford this. Right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure this
he's
is...
He's a billionaire.
This is discretionary money for him.
He's a billionaire.
Yeah. But it's still a rather large wager. And, well, tell us.
He bet $1 million that the Pacers would win...
Not the Pacers.
Or, no, the Thunder would win the NBA Finals after five games.
And five or fewer games.
And five or fewer games. Yes. So now...
He's already done.
He's already done.
He's already done. They can't possibly do that.
Lost a mill.
You know, I think that he ought to call Brian Windhorst, and he ought to call Stephen A. Smith, and he ought to call every other reporter, dozens of whom, talking heads, radio people, newspaper article writers, who sold us a bill of goods on how great the Thunder is. Like I said, they could still be NBA champs, but do not tell me they're great. They're just not. They're good, but they're not great. Sorry.
You're going to die on this hill.
I know I'm going to die on this vine.
I'm going to die on the Randy Vasquez got taken out too early hill. You're going to die on this one.
Well, I'm not dying yet. They're losing the series right now.
I'm not dying yet,
yeah.
He says. Mm-hmm. If you love Mediterranean food, try Spiro's. For authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla, for dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Also, this hour in 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Staples. Now, remember that guy we talked about, the pitcher who pitches for the Red Sox and said he would retire before he accepted a contract from the Yankees?
Gave up a home run to Aaron Judge.
Yes.
But he won the game, I think.
Hunter Dobbins is the guy.
Okay.
Well, the New York Post put out an article trying to check in on his whole reasoning behind it, that his dad, you know, had issues with the Yankees. Okay. Apparently, his dad never played for the Yankees at all. So,
oh, wait, whoa. He yeah. said his dad played for the Yankees? I didn't hear that.
Apparently, let me see. My feelings on the Yankees and all that, they're based off my personal experiences and nothing to do with growing up or family.
So he says he had a personal experience. Maybe the Yankees didn't sign his dad or something.
The whole backstory, stuff that I heard growing up and seen pictures from my dad, at the end of the day, it's just my dad and what kind of grew my love for the game. But at the end of the day, I don't go and fact check my dad or anything like that. You probably should when you make comments like this, because you know that the world is going to go and try and find a lie somewhere in your statement.
Even if you didn't lie, they're going to find a lie in your statement.
Yes.
Especially, though, if you do lie.
Yes, yes. So New York Post went deep in this, and now he's kind of backtracking a little bit. He said it doesn't faze him at all, though, Chris. Doesn't faze him at all. My focus is on performing for the guys here in the locker room and for the fans. So this guy is quickly retreating from his statement.
He's probably becoming a little bit of a legend in Boston along with Leah Anthony.
Both of them together are becoming legends.
There you go.
Hunter Dobbins, though, I would love to see the Red Sox trade him to the Yankees or something like that. Just to put your money where your mouth is, bro. All right, that's it for 30 miles.
You guys can put your wits where your mouth is. A little Chris versus the fans. 833-288-0973 next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.